I'm playing the piano again. I love doing that. Afternoon. Welcome back. 4:49. 7:30 a.m. 102.9 FM. WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. And check out her blog, ontheculture.com. By the way, I want one of those Kim Kardashian outfits. I think I'd look good in that. That's on your website right now. Man, oh man.
I know. It would take man boobs to pull it off, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Ann, do I qualify? Say. Hang on a second. Let me ask Ann. Do I qualify? I don't have I don't have a man's ear.
The bro, right?
The bro. Remember that? That was fantastic.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Speaking in Seinfeld, Andy, it can't be a good thing.
Yeah, no. All right. Economic issues, not abortion, worry women most. And, you know, I'm so glad you wrote about this, because last night watching the debate, I couldn't help but notice again, contraception comes up, abortion comes up. It's as if the right is ready to take condoms away, take them out of drugstores, and that we're about to shut down these abortion centers across the country. And I don't know of any Republican ready to do that right now, quite frankly.
No, and you know what? It's so condescending, because, you know, Obama and all the Democrats, you know, they want to keep bringing up what they love to term as reproductive rights issues. I think women generally would call those issues in this election just irrelevant issues. I mean, you know, it's not that certain things aren't important to us. Certainly as a pro-lifer myself, you know, abortion is always important to me. I am one who believes it's the defining civil rights issue of our generation since slavery, really, because, you know, millions of babies get killed. So it's a big deal. But only about 17% of voters on both sides of that issue are exclusively voting because their candidate shares their belief about abortion rights. And so, and in this go-around, I mean, gosh, the number one issue to women is the same thing it is to everybody else. It's the economy. It's jobs. It's what's going on when you sit at your kitchen table trying to figure out how you're going to get all the bills paid. And so it's just insulting that would come up. But as you know, in the column, I kind of compared and contrast sort of interesting Monday news. On the one hand, USA Today Gallup comes out with a poll that says women are shifting to Romney. And on the same day, the New York Times comes out with a big editorial, sort of a gloom and doom, repro rights editorial that, you know, in a Romney Ryan presidency, Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And, you know, they all but used the phrase backroom abortion. So
yeah.
it was just kind of, it was sort of an interesting day for me.
Yeah, yeah. And you are right. I mean, women are shifting to Romney. We're seeing that in more and more polls. And that's got to just scare the Obama campaign to death.
Well, I think Democrats generally, they can't, it's almost like the way they assume the black vote will simply go to them. They just assume that women always will vote in their corner. And, you know, women are just not that stupid. We're sick of being treated like this kind of, you know, voting bloc that is votes with our uterus, you know. I mean, and, you know, the whole idea that the whole vote with your lady parts thing, it's just it's just insulting. I mean, I'm voting with the one part that matters most, that's my wallet. And the fact that I've got kids graduating from college who want jobs. And, you know, quite honestly, we love them, but we don't want them to come home and live in the basement. And, you know, those are the things that people are caring about right now. And so anything else is a distraction, and it's condescending.
Yeah. Have you been watching the debates all along?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's excruciating, though. I tweet my way through them, and oftentimes, both times I've had to tweet things like, this is making me very uncomfortable.
I was interested primarily in getting your reaction to Joe Biden last week and all of the smirks and the laughing and the interruptions, because there was a story about women may not be offended as much as men were by that. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would think the opposite, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, I don't know what the author's smoking here, but it seemed kind of funny to me.
Yeah, no, most of the women I know, and certainly women on Twitter, were wildly offended by it. It really had that sort of sophomoric, it reminded me of my son when he was younger, when he was like a sophomore in high school, and, you know, he was trying to be cool when really you were calling him out on something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and they both Obama and Biden have kind of a certain teenage boy quality to them in these debates.
Yeah.
You know, last night Obama came across to me the way my son had in high school when you were kind of dressing him down on something and he got defensive, that voice gets higher and thinner and, you know, sort of defensive. And it was very teenage boy-esque, I thought. But, you know, I think that's what they do when they're just, trying to, you know, argue without any facts behind them, without any great record to run on. They have to kind of be posturing, which is what teenage boys do.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny looking at some of the results of the snap polling that went on last night, and of course some of the networks handed the victory to Obama, yet if you look at the CNN poll as an example, if you look down all of the really important issues, the economy of course being number one, as you've mentioned just now,
sure.
You know, Romney ran away with it, in some cases by 18 percentage points, but yet they give the debate to Obama on style. How do you know that? That makes a big difference, I guess, these days. I don't know.
You know what? I'm just waiting, Andy. I just want election day to get here. First of all, I'm super polled out. I just can't. You know, there's a poll about the polls and the polls, and nobody even you don't even know if the polls are honest anymore. People are probably lying in the poll just to get the pollster off the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but my home phone is ringing off the hook every night with pollsters and robocalls. And fortunately, because I do write for the newspaper, the first question they ask is, do you write for a newspaper? And I go, sorry, I can't talk to you. I write for a newspaper.
Yeah, bingo.
I think everybody's getting to that fatigue place where, you know, we know that the campaigns are going after specific states and specific independent voters or undecided voters, and the rest of us are kind of, you know, sitting out here just waiting to pull the lever. And I think that, you know, they can make all the mental machinations that they want will not change the fact that we are not better off than we were 4 years ago, that young people in particular are suffering with unemployment, that, you know, that there just isn't a bright future to be able to talk to our kids about, and we have to put our country back on the right course. And you can, you know, make it be about anything you want, but it's not about anything but how it feels at home. So I think that's where people are voting.
Yeah. Folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times, Economic Issues, Not Abortion, Worry Women Most. It's by Mary Beth Hicks. And before I let you run, what's with the ontheculture.com? That's something
new. It's kind of a fun new project. Yeah, it's a blog, and it's not just me. It's a dozen women right now who are blogging from all different aspects of all phases of womanhood, I would say. You know, we've got single moms and, you know, homeschooler moms and, you know, just every kind of late to parenthood moms and, you know, women who are stepmom with no kids of her own. We've got lots of women who just have very different perspectives, but all are conservative, all are, you know, kind of talking about just a whole range of issues, and it's not just politics. As you said, it's Kim Kardashian's Halloween costume, it's family issues, parenting, in-laws, marriage, it's all kinds of stuff, and it's just everything that basically women would talk about if they run into each other in the parking lot at the grocery store.
Okay.
So it's pretty interesting.
But, I mean, I didn't offend you by going to it because it says, you know, it's more or less directed at women.
It's a blog for American women about the things that matter most, but men are welcome.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now I feel better.
Exactly. You don't have to keep it a secret. You can visit anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a closet user of the blog. That's it.
Right. Rocking that man's ear, Andy. There you go.
All right, Mary Beth. See you later.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Bye. Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist. She really does write great stuff. If you have the opportunity, check it out. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. With